Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. And grab a Dunkin' on your way to work today, or if you're just out and about, Dunkin', the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Welcome in our friend Matt Clement. Real quick, we talked to him for a couple minutes as it's our Wednesday, and we visit with a bunch of people. Hello, Matt. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you guys today?
Great. Tell me about Carlos Santana and why the Pirates would go out and get a vet on a one-year deal if they're not intent on probably flipping him at the deadline. Like, what's happening here?
Well, I mean, I think the Choi and Santana pickups are, you know, if you want to take, you know, the Pirates, I think we're all aware, aren't going from where they are to the World Series probably next year. So if you're going to take incremental steps as these younger guys, progress, you know, you get a vet player that's been there before. You have a first baseman DH that you can put in the middle of that, both of those in the middle of the lineup with both those guys. And you know, there's a lot to be said about, you know, I think some when you're going through a rebuilding phase, as long as the Pirates one is going through and kind of had to restart three times, fans don't want to hear this, but when you have young prospects, you know, that you're bringing up and you're going to bring up more of them to solidify this future, hopefully, you need some vets that have been through the season before to kind of show the way, that but also can produce and help you get wins and teach them how to win a little bit. So, I mean, I think – I don't know anything personally about Carlos Santana, but to me, from the outside looking in as a former player, that's the kind of guy that you bring in that's hungry to show that he still belongs. So he's going to be coming in and doing things the right way and trying to get flipped at the deadline, trying to get that next year contract to be more than a one-year signing. So, I mean, I think that on the offensive side, those are two good solid pickups for them. And I think that, like, to me, we got to look at that pitching side right now. And you know, you're looking, you know, you have Contreras, Keller, and Brubaker in that rotation. Boy, you could bring in, there's a variety of free agents that kind of fit the bill in my eyes. Like a Corey Kluber would be a great bet to bring in that on a one-year deal. And unfortunately, there's probably some teams that are competing that are going to think the same thing. I can bring him in as my fifth starter. I get 20 starts out of him. He could help us get to the playoffs. Then I get Corey Kluber or Rich Hill, even Velasquez, the former Philly, those kind of guys. And I guess the dream one that I keep hearing flying around here is Taillon to come back, but I don't see that one happening.
Matt, what are some of the benefits, if any at all, with O'Neill Cruz playing in this Dominican Winter League?
Well, to me, you know, we've talked multiple times on the show last summer about, you know, the one issue and the other topic. The one is you keep him shortstop, and the second one would be the strikeouts. You know, the power's here. You know, I think we've heard even from you on the show before, like, I don't care about the exit velocity. We can't strike out every, you know, 7 out of 10 times and that stuff. So that there's your benefits, right? You're getting more time at the shortstop position to you know, perfect his craft a little bit and make sure that's the position, you know, to go with. But also, like, I think for him, seeing major league type arms and breaking balls, and, you know, they're going to pitch him the same way in the Dominican League. He's going to see all the breaking balls and everything else. So I think it's, to me, it's great. It's better than going on a pitching machine, seeing those things when you know what's coming, or one that varies what's going on by an iPad. Yeah, to see live arms, you know, it can't hurt him. And the part that really he takes a step forward in that, like he did even in the last month of the season, he really takes a jump.
Matt, how important is it that teams have, and I'm kind of marrying the two things the other guys have already asked you about, but to have a veteran Latin influence for the young Latin guys coming up and bringing in Santana?
Well, I didn't think of it from a Latin standpoint, but you know that obviously helps. Especially when there could be a language barrier at times. But I just think the veteran influence, just to see how those guys, it's kind of what Bednar is turning into is in the bullpen for them. It's funny, we all think of this young guy from Mars who just got traded over, but now he's got some years in, and these young pitchers are coming out to see the way from him also. That's why I think bringing in a Kluber would be great. And the staff. So I think, obviously, having another veteran, any veteran you get in there is going to be huge. And especially with some of these young talents you have, because there's a way to go about it. There's a way to do things, and there's a way to handle things when you're struggling. And I don't know. I don't know Carlos Santana's background as a clubhouse guy or whatever the case may be, but I don't know, just from the outside looking in, he seems like a great guy to bring into this mix for these young kids.
Matt, you strike me as a hunter, so A, is that true? And B, if it is, are you a guy that skins the deer and like hangs it from the ceiling as blood pours out of its body into a bucket of some sort?
Well, you read me wrong, because I'm the farthest thing from a hunter. So never been in the woods. Never been in the woods my whole life trying to hunt something. So I can't give you an answer. I wouldn't be that guy that skins the whole deer. If somebody got me out there to hunt ever, and I did it, which is not going to happen, the extent would be me shooting it and somebody else doing that dirty work. That would be an agreement before I went out there.
Last thing before we let you go. If you know, say, 100 people, and you know more than 100 people in Butler, okay? That you know, how many do you think hunt if you know 100 people?
I would say 72.
Okay, I was going to say 81. Okay, 72.
I almost said 80. My gut reaction was 80, but I felt like that was too many. So we were in the same spot. Now, but hunting isn't. I'll say this, we go to the high school basketball games and they roll out and they're like hunting gear, the other student section to mock us, or the farming gear. It's not as hunting and as farming prevalent as the other school districts make it. And
yes, it is. But anyway, so do you eat the deer meat that people give to you, like deer jerky or anything else?
I do not know.
You've never had it one time.
I've tried it. I don't particularly care for it.
I didn't hate it.
I didn't hate it. Like, I wouldn't not eat it if I was really hungry. Uh-huh. But it's just something that it's not. Maybe I'm not really a true Butler person.
Gotcha. Yeah. Why don't you just move to Shadyside and get a duplex? Seriously, city boy.
What's the most woodsy man thing you do?
Well, I live on a farm with some woods in it, and that's about the extent of it.
Have you put out your snow driveway stakes yet?
I forgot to send a picture and text you the other day. I did it 2 days ago in the morning.
Right.
I missed the heat wave this weekend that we had up here, and I felt like I was going to get behind. I was going to get behind it, but I meant to get you a good picture of it. I was in a hurry. It was quick, but I did perfect. I mean, it's like perfect symmetry.
Wonderful.
Perfect spacing.
Well, it's good because it's already snow. There's already like 11 feet of snow on the ground in Butler. It's so far north.
We got the same snow as Buffalo did. We got that same
lake effect. Yes, so far north. Thank you, Matt. Enjoy everything. We will talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you. Matt. Oh, hunting. It's a big hunting week.
It is. It's
a lot of people up hunting camp. What do we make of this? Should we be concerned right here?
TJ Watt, Larry Ogunjobi, Miles Jack. We don't anticipate any of these guys missing time, but these guys, along with others, because we're working on a short week, may be limited, particularly at the early portions of the week.
Should we be concerned that he mentioned TJ Watt?
No, not at all. I mean, he's going to get banged up. I mean, he's coming off of two injuries. He got his knee, fixed up during the whole pec injury deal. So, I mean, he's going to get banged up. And then you have the normal bumps and bruises during the season. So I'm not concerned at all. TJ Watt plays a lot of snaps. He plays at a high level of intensity. I think he's going to be fine. He's just a little sore.
And in my opinion, anyway, I think he's proven he can play with very little, if almost no preparation during the week. It's a short week. Let him stand on the sideline. Let him pull as many veteran time off cards as he needs to and get him ready. Ogunjobi, I think, is a concern because we talked about it yesterday, the job he did in helping stuff the run and how he has been a big part of that. To not have him up front to help Hayward and Alualu out in the run game could be a problem.
Watts just got one half a sack in three games, the bum.
So does Christian Pulisic.
Oh!
Anyway, seriously, Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. You know, one thing I keep hearing that I don't know. I don't know where I am on this. People say, well, just like what you said, he has half a sack in three games. Is there a demand too much? Now, granted, he's paid handsomely, like ridiculously handsomely. But do we demand TJ Watt to dominate every football game and it clouds our judgment on him? Like, is he allowed to have an okay game? Is he allowed to, like, we see it as a failure if he's not far and above the best player in the, Aaron Donald goes through that syndrome as well on defense. If he's not far and above the best player on the field, and I wrestle with this because part of me says, the guy's allowed to have just an okay game. The other part of me says, well, he ain't paid to have okay games.
Well, because the other thing he does is he does set it up for a guy to have a career year on the other side of him, which
exactly.
is what Highsmith is doing.
Exactly.
So even if TJ Watt goes three games with half a sack, I understand the frustration. I'd love to see him eat up quarterbacks too, but in those same three games, Highsmith has 3.5 sacks. And whether it's as a result of playing across from Watt or not, I don't care. Somebody's getting the sacks.
Well, he's been back three games.
Mm-hmm.
And they've won how many games of those? Two?
Right. Mm-hmm.
There you go. There you go. I mean, it's what he does for other people.
Because you
too,
said it
defense.
With concern, Crowley.
I think
he's not doing enough.
And I understand it. I'm not holding him up to a super high standard right now, coming back from not one but two injuries. I think he'll get back to the all-world player he's been. He also had one of the best interceptions we've ever seen against Joe Burrow. So it's not like he's not contributing to the victories.
Taylor played 12 years and never caught a ball like that.
Ever. And the thing about Watt is, I do think over a 17-game season, more often than not, he needs to be dominant because I don't think this defense is as good as we all made it out to be. I think he needs to be the guy who drives everything or else, well, you can have this defense.
I think there's a great question about this defense and whether we need the stars to be too good, the Watt, Fitzpatrick, Hayward trio in particular, because the rest of the guys simply aren't carrying their weight.
It's tough when you get double teamed, though. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You know, they got, you know, Minkah Fitzpatrick in the back end. He's not getting double teamed. You know, I mean, that's the way different being up front than in the back end. You know, Watt's getting chipped. If you watch him on a series, I mean, he's getting banged around. I mean, the tackle's, you know, holding him up and the back is coming out or the tight end's coming out, hitting him in his ribs. I mean, he's going through a lot just to sacrifice for the defense for other guys that maybe.
Because I listen to other shows. I think it was Joe yesterday. And there's like concern that he's not dominating games. And it doesn't bother me. It's just a talking point. But I'll say, what do people want him to have 5 sacks every game or it's deemed a failure?
Right.
I get that he has to perform more so than the common Joe. Like, you don't want him out there and just be regular Joe. But some of the times, I mean, it's like, what can the guy do?
You're right. The other guys are getting paid too.
Right. Right.
At the end of the day. And he's also, like Chris just said, I mean, look what he's done for Highsmith. Look what he's done for some other guys on the defense. I mean, that him being out there frees up a lot for other guys.
I will say, he only had 4 games last year where he didn't register a sack.
That's wild.
I mean, he was getting chipped and double teamed and all those things last year. It didn't have to deal with the injury, which obviously makes a huge difference. But, I mean, he performed game in and game out last year to one of the best levels, frankly, we've ever seen in the NFL.
Oh, he had one of the best, most dominating seasons ever last year.
With a healthy pec and a healthy knee.
Right. And you wonder if he'll be 100% until the end of the season and the start of next season. All right, Breakfast Bites coming up in just a couple minutes. So much more to get into. Ray Fittipaldo, top of the hour. Midweek Morning Mouth Off, 7:45. Get it ready. We have a great prize from Salem's for you. 7:45, soccer, your thoughts. It's that simple. We want you to rip it or love it, however you feel about it. Let's go. It's 7:45, Midweek Morning Mouth Off. Text us right now, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly, and here we go. Maybe, just maybe you're not having a great time. Well, that's no good. You got joint pain, and that stinks. Your elbow, your shoulder, your back, your hips, all of it. You're sick and tired of living with this constant pain, though. You want to get out. You want to do great things. You want to be around for the holidays. You don't want to live like this anymore. Well, QC Kinetics is there for you. When I say there, I mean here, right in Western Pennsylvania. Two great locations, Robinson and Cranberry. I'll give you the number in just a minute. Hold tight. But no drugs, no pain meds, no downtime, no surgery, none of that. Just all natural treatments that can get you lasting relief. People here are raving about the results. And again, here, Robinson and in Cranberry. Here's the number I told you about, 724-201-4230. It's 724-201-4230. QC Kinetics there for you. Get in touch right now. Appointments are available this coming week. QC Kinetics, get rid of all that joint pain. Schedule your free consultation and do it right now. Sure is. Local guy saying some things. You know, Tyler Boyd. You know Tyler Boyd, mm-hmm. right? Pittman, yep. Guy from Clareton. He was asked about a bunch of different things. And, you know, I find, and I go to a bunch of different sites, and the Bengals team website is one of them. They put a lot of their player interviews on in full form. So they'll have a conference call, or they'll have the player at their locker or whatever, and they'll leave on a lot of the good stuff. It's kind of all of it in full form. Well, he did a conference call with some of the local media, and Tyler Boyd, I find his media availabilities to be pretty good a lot of times. Mm-hmm. He's very sincere and honest, it seems like. Well, he was talking about the advent of the quarterback and all kinds of different things, and, well, you know, they're playing Kansas City this weekend. So he talked about the new Brady Manning. Here's Tyler Boyd.
It's going back to that quarterback fight. You know, I think I kind of look back of it as like a Manning and Brady, you know, because you kind of can't stop them. You know, it's going to come down to whoever excel and take advantage of their opportunities and drives, you know, and score points, you know. With these are the type of games that when we play, we got to take care of the football and don't turn it over.
Who's Manning and who's Brady?
I mean, it's Burrow and Mahomes, you know. I wouldn't compare them, but I know those are two guys that, you know, has records for the fastest two quarterbacks to reach 10,000 yards. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to stop Burrow. It's kind of hard to stop Mahomes. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I think Burrow won up two up teams. So, yeah, so whichever one you want to pick and whoever got the most wins, then there you go.
Is he right in the AFC? Is this the new Manning Brady? Burrow Mahomes?
Oh, yeah, definitely, right? I mean, both of those guys, they proved that not only they could play quarterback at the high level, but they can lead their teams to wins, and especially Mahomes. I mean, I think Boyd was painted in was pushing a corner there, you know. I think he wanted to say, obviously, Mahomes was Brady.
Right.
But he can't throw his quarterback underneath the bus. But, yeah, I mean, I think Mahomes has obviously done a fantastic job, and now you have Joe Burrow that's in the mix.
So. And Josh Allen there.
Yeah.
I mean, give me Mahomes. Yeah. Allen is the new age but Brady Manning.
But Allen hasn't made it to a Super Bowl. That's why.
That's a really good point. Yep. I still think Josh Allen's the better player, and I would bet everything that Josh Allen wins more championships than Joe Burrow. Who knows where it'll go? That's my prediction.
Allen's Roethlisberger in this.
Hmm.
Right? Brady, Manning.
Huh.
See, I would think Joe Burrow to me is going to be third. Yeah, he's going to be my Roethlisberger.
I love Joe Burrow too, but yeah, he's the Roethlisberger in this scenario.
Well, then who is? That's the NFC, I guess.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage
to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I was going to say, who is New Orleans' quarterback? What's his name?
Breeze?
Breeze, yeah.
Dak Prescott.
What about Philly's quarterback?
Ooh.
I was going to say
Jalen Hurts.
Dak has more of a resume now.
Mm-hmm. So you're telling me Dak's going to win a Super Bowl and get to a couple?
I think he'll get to a Super Bowl before Hurts does.
Wow.
Is Tua Phil Rivers?
that's a good
one, too. I like that one.
Can we just get Kenny Pickett to have a Joe Flacco season?
Just one?
I just need a one, Kenny. Just get me one. That's all I need.
That was very analytical, though, by Tyler Boyd. I liked it.
But Rodgers.
From an AFC, I think they both got a ways to go, Mahomes and Burrow, especially Burrow to be compared to Brady and Manning. But I've said it all along. Mueller was like way on this after like eight games. He was like doing all these different charts. He said, I'm telling you, Mahomes' ceiling is greatest of all time.
For sure.
If the numbers chart out.
For sure. Look at him. Week in and week out. Yeah, he's just, he's putting it up and he makes it look easy.
He doesn't have down spells.
No.
He could win the MVP every year for the rest of his career, but he won't because it's just not fun that way. I mean, he's that damn good. He's like LeBron.
Yeah.
I mean, he lost Tyreek Hill. Look what he's doing. Beast.
Yep. Should we get on a member of our staff who we find otherwise to be exceedingly honest? And he actually was honest in this case. Should we get on him because he just absolutely thieved something? We got to talk about that coming up next. So there's that. There's so much more to get into. And I had a Twitter poll yesterday, and I wonder if the Steelers game would have gone a different way the other night against the Colts. And I put that out there to people, and the answers were very interesting to me. We dive into all that. And don't forget, midweek morning mouth off, 7:45. Soccer is what? And there is a wonderful gift card in the balance from Salem's Market and Grill. That's coming up at 7:45. Right now, Shenderovich, and Fishman there for you. 1-888-98-TWINS. That's 1-888-98-TWINS. Shenderovich, and Fishman are there to represent you if you've been injured at all. 25% is their fee, not 40%, 25%, no matter how long the case takes. Listen, settle your case, 25%. Go to trial, 25%. File an appeal, same thing, 25%. 1-888-98-TWINS or visit 98twins.com for that free consultation. Shenderovich, and Fishman, they got your back, not your wallet. Member of our staff admitted thief. Do we get on him or not? We'll get into that in just a couple minutes. This floored me yesterday. Floored me. But first, there was a Twitter poll that I put out here. Do you think think about this one, because 32% of the people said no. 32%, which was more than I thought. So about 3 in 10% said no to this question. Do you think the Pittsburgh Steelers would have won against the Colts if Najee Harris was the feature back the entire game? I.e., if he stays healthy, would they have won that game? 3 in 10 Steeler fans say no. So it was almost a blessing in disguise, they're saying, that he got bumped up a little bit and they went with other backs. He was averaging, I don't have it in front of me, I think he only averaged 3.5 yards a carry. Everybody else was over 5.
So you're saying that they give him the ball more and put them in different situations, and
they may not have won that football game. Do you agree with that?
Oh, man. 10. I think they would have won still.
Yeah, I'm with the 7 out of 10. I mean, I get the idea. Snell and McFarland combined for 4.5 yards of carry in the second half. Snell, the touchdown. The way it was being blocked, I don't think keeps Najee from doing the same thing. They did the same thing in the first half against the Saints when Najee had a productive half.
I'm firmly in the I don't know camp.
Yeah?
I don't know. I don't know if they would have won that football game because of first down yardage.
See, I think Kenny Pickett had that dog in him on Monday night. Like, he really nutted up in that fourth quarter, and he played really well. And I think, regardless of the circumstances, he had it that night and would have found it. That's where I was with Kenny. I thought, and Joe Starkey brought this up yesterday, if you chart it, like 25 out of the 28 balls Kenny threw were catchable. I just think he was on one to the point where, regardless of the circumstance, I think he'd have found a way.
I'm in the I don't know. Because it's clear, it's just a debate. Mm. There's no right or wrong answer. I just think that first down yardage hurts them so much when they run it on first down and make three with Harris. He's got to make more on first down. And they've got to do more to help him on first down with the offensive line play. But it is magical in a weird way how everybody else seems to get in there and average 5.8.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
5.6, yep. 6.1, and he's at 3.5 all the time.
That's a good question. I'm going to lean towards yes, just from what Crowley said, because Kenny was on one, but that it would have been closer than people would have liked.
All right, we have a thief on our hands, and an admitted one. One that almost admitted it. Would you say he admitted it with, I don't want to say pride, but a dismissive nature? Is that?
Shamelessness.
Shamelessness. There it is, shamelessness. So if you listen on Fridays to Cook and Joe, who I love their show. I listen to it every day. I really do. I enjoy it a lot. I love the back and forth banter. I especially like it on Mondays when Pomp is in, but I listen to it every day. And I think those guys, honestly, I know I jag Ron off here and there or a little more, but I like their show. But if you listen on Fridays at high noon in the big city, Pittsburgh, PA, they have a segment that sounds, would you say, Crowley, exactly like our odds and ends segment?
It's the same exact thing. They call it overs, unders, and they play the same exact bet. I know this because I took it from Cole because it was in his folder whenever I took the job. It's the same music. It's the same concept.
NFL Films bed, and they go 67.5, over, under, Najee Harris rushing yards. Then they go around the room, and they say over, under. Now, we have been doing that since Matt Cole worked on this show. I've been doing this for 7 years probably.
There it is.
I turn on the radio on Friday. I'm normally not Friday at noon. I'm normally doing something, so I don't hear it. I turn on. I'm like, are they replaying our odds and ends segment? Why would they be replaying our odds and ends segment? And then I hear Joe go, 1.5 touchdown passes Kenny Pickett. And Ron goes, over. And then, under. So we approached yesterday. Go ahead and characterize how the conversation went, Crowley, if you would, when I approached Matt Cole. And it was friendly.
Yeah, you walked in, or he walked in, and you said, hey, Matt, what's the deal with you guys ripping off odds and ends? In a very jokey, friendly tone. And he goes, what do you mean? And then I said, you play the same song and you play the same game. And he said, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we stole it. Just like that. Yeah, we stole it. Should we be mad?
Yes, that's one of our favorite segments of the week.
I know.
Imitation is the sincerest form of
flattery. I said that yesterday. And you know what? I love those guys, too. We do it better.
Oh,
Collins odds and ends Like, does Starkey throw in the fun stuff like, are we going to see the incline? Or how many shots of Permanis will there be?
Well, yeah, and that's why it's super stolen.
So there you go.
I'm pissed off right now. I cherish that segment.
I know you didn't know this. That's why I
cherish that segment. That is ours. That's our segment. They have no right.
What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to say something to Joe.
Yeah, what are you going to say?
I'm going to be like, what, are you just a thief?
Yeah,
I'm not stuttering. I'm not stuttering over here. I ain't scared.
Think it was more on Matt than it was on Joe? Because I'm thinking Matt went to these guys and said, I have this great idea.
Well, this originated Starkey doing something like this way back on the pregame shows, Dorn. Did he ever play the numbers game with you?
I think so.
He would throw out numbers,
mm-hmm.
and he would do the same thing. So Starkey has been repurposing odds and ends for a long time now and just calling it different things.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, make it your own. I mean, don't steal the music. Don't steal the format.
Colin works hard on it.
Yes.
Not really. But still, a little bit. I'll sit down for 40 minutes.
You have
40
25
minutes.
Questions over there.
Right.
You think about it. You put
like, I'll do
it
today and this afternoon when I'm sitting around. I'll put together some of them.
Right. That's ridiculous.
So we're not mad at Matt Cole, or we are. Dorn is.
I am.
We'll let him take up the mantle for us.
I could never be mad at Matt Cole.
I couldn't either. He's so nice. It struck me, though, yesterday when he just very much straight ahead said, oh, yeah, we stole it.
I hate to be this guy. Cole, your soul is in jeopardy, my friend.
Yeah, with Jesus.
It's one of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not steal odds and ends.
He's right. Got enough positive capital in the right. bank. I think he's okay.
Correct, because there's no way that guy's coveting thy neighbor's wife.
No.
he loves his wife. He doesn't even. He gets weird looking at seeing other women. Like just if they walk past, he's like, I can't look at that other woman. I'm
those are the guys got to look out for, though.
No.
Those sneaky guys.
No.
He's sneaky. He tried to just pull a fast one on us. Like you weren't going to listen or somebody wasn't going to say anything. You got to watch those guys.
No. All right, the Ten Commandments. Well, what is so? We know he's going to steal, right?
Mm-hmm, he has.
Because he already has. So but he does not have any other gods before me, right?
No.
You shall not make idols, right? Isn't that one?
False idols.
Yes.
I don't know. Is he got Steelers jerseys?
I don't know. You shall not take the Lord's name in vain. He doesn't swear all that much.
Nope. No.
Remember the Sabbath. He's already there for Sunday. He's at church right now. Honor your father and mother, right?
I'm sure he does.
All the time. I've met his dad and his mom.
The Coles.
Great people. You shall not murder. It's not even in the stratosphere for this guy. You shall not commit adultery. Covet thy neighbor's wife. Well, no. You shall not steal, the eighth commandment. I mean.
Okay. One out of ten.
And if you're going to play, you'd like it to be down the tablet, right?
Right.
You'd like it to be an 8 or a 9.
He's on page 2.
Yeah.
He says he has these morals that he follows the commandments.
Oh, he does. He preaches at his church. Mm-hmm. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. I don't think.
He didn't lie. He did fess up.
Yeah, he owns it.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall not covet.
I mean, he kind of coveted odds and ends.
Right. It's something, you know, you shouldn't want something that belongs to someone else, I believe that means. So anyway, Matt Cole might not be that guy.
I mean, I'll take 8 out of 10 on the commandments.
Oh, that's 8 out of strong. 10. 3 out of 10 gets you in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
8
exactly.
out of 10, hell. There we are. It doesn't get you to hell. I'm saying it goes the other way. Right. Midweek Morning Mouth Off coming up next. Here we go. Your question is this. Soccer, your thoughts. It's that simple. Line up the calls. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Every Wednesday morning we do this. Midweek Morning Mouth Off. Salem's Market and Grill. They've got a gift card for you. Pittsburgh's destination for halal. And for halal food and Middle Eastern fare. So, soccer, your thoughts on it? Have a great take coming up next. 412.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
928-9370. Yeah, join us for that night of Christmas karaoke, Mike's Beer Bar, Thursday, December 8th, 6 to 8 p.m. Fan host, bunch of great guests, David Bednar, Heather Abraham, Bob Pompiani, his wonderful daughter as well. Socks for the city. You bring a pair of new clean socks or make a $5 donation for Socks for the City. I just had a text. Somebody's schedule got all changed around. They initially thought they could, then they couldn't. Now they're totally back in, 100% on board. Mary Hours, she's in.
Oh, nice.
She's singing. Let's go. Can't wait for that. Nice. So she says, I've got to figure out some good songs now.
Isn't she like a real singer?
She's going to try to be.
Okay.
I can't wait. I think she is. Oh, man, is this going to be good?
Big.
I can't wait for this. All right, here we are, though. It is time. Midweek morning mouth off. Rated about 7:45 every Wednesday. We mark the midpoint of the week. Oddly enough, it's called the midweek morning mouth off. Rapid fire callers, you give us your best take. We want a good take. Whether you love it, whether you hate it, that's good. Polarize, please. The best one wins a $25 gift card to Salem's Market and Grill. You guys figure it out. I'm not playing. It's too hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
So $25 gift card to Salem's Market and Grill, Pittsburgh's destination for halal foods and Middle Eastern fare. The question this week, soccer, your thoughts. It's that simple. 412-928-9370. Crowley, who we got? Let's go.
Ian in Westmoreland County.
Ian, go.
Hey, so my biggest thing about soccer is all the flopping. It's one of the most pathetic displays in sports. People get breathed on, and they fall like they're in writhing pain in the depths of Hades. And it's like, oh my. Get a grip, dude.
Okay.
It's so pathetic. Like, other sports, you see embellishments here and there, but it's so bad in soccer.
Thank you, Ian. He's got a point.
He does have a point.
He has a point. 412-928-9370, midweek morning mouth off. Soccer, your thoughts, go.
Craig in Maryland.
Craig.
Yeah, gentlemen, there are two types of country in this world. Those that like soccer and those that have landed a man on the moon. But with that same patriotic pride, once every 4 years, I can muster support to watch soccer, watch those guys who have chosen to represent all of us on the world stage as the underdog. And so I can root for them once every 4 years, America.
All right.
I like it. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, what was his name?
Craig.
Craig.
Craig
good
in
work,
Maryland.
Craig.
Keep Craig on hold. He's the winner to this point. Who do we got?
We got Bill.
Bill, go.
All right, soccer sucks. I'm actively rooting against winning anything in the World Cup, so I don't have to be force-fed the drivel of how soccer is going to take over the U.S. The worst argument about soccer is when people say, most of the people of the world watch soccer. Most of the people of the world stink, but I'm not about to stop showering or using deodorant.
All right. Not a terrible argument. Not bad. So you're actively rooting against an endeavor that fellow Americans are participating in, though, Bill?
As far as soccer is concerned, yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I appreciate his field
research.
Do we
like Bill better than the Maryland guy?
No.
If I did, I wouldn't be a Patriot.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So you're looking at this through red, white, and blue glasses. Next, 412-928-9370. Midweek morning mouth off. Gift card from Salem's in the balance. $25 gift card. Soccer is. Let's go. What do you got, Crowley?
Tony.
Tony,
people
go.
I got fancy footwork they do with that soccer, and that's why I love it.
All right.
The fancy footwork.
Uh-huh.
The dribbling.
Crowley, we got another call?
Yeah, we sure do. It's Paul.
Hi, Paul. Go.
Hey, guys. Listen, soccer is the greatest sport for two reasons. Number one, you can party the whole damn time because there's nothing going on the field for the most part. And number two, there's an old saying about poker, that poker is hours of boredom followed by moments of terror. Well, just replace terror with excitement, and you just described soccer.
Let's keep Paul around.
Yep.
Yeah, he's fired up, and I like it.
And Paul doesn't realize that his phone amplifies just a little bit. I wonder if he talks that loud in his phone all the time. I like Paul's take.
You know what? You could party. There's nothing really going on in the field. Excitement. replacing that, I'm with them.
Can you party in Qatar, though?
That's not really.
I don't know. It's probably more it's better to watch on television than it is to kind of be there. You don't want to get caught in Qatar. You don't want to get caught doing something you shouldn't
do. Do they play
doing.
On the same field for every game?
No,
there's multiple. It looks exactly stadiums. Like it, though, right. doesn't it?
That's what I was like. Do they just kind of like, you know, how like basketball tournaments used to be?
Roll
a team on? I wouldn't ask too many questions.
No, in Qatar? No. You end up like Brittany Griner. You don't need that.
Oh, jeez.
No, seriously. Wow. You don't need that. You don't want to mess with any authorities in Qatar.
Nope.
Let's go. Let's take one or two more.
James,
go.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to watch soccer unless there's a USA in the top left corner. I think it's super boring. But I'll admit, yesterday I was pretty on the edge of my seat. You know, it's kind of entertaining if you're rooting for the team. But other than that, you will not see me watch soccer.
Gotcha. Good take. Fair. Good take. We still got Paul. Paul's the guy. Paul's the leader in the clubhouse. One more chance to overtake Paul. What do you think, Crowley?
We got Nick.
Go, Nick.
Morning, guys. I got a bit of a different take here. So the United States Soccer Federation needs to stay in their lane. They are a soccer federation. Messing with the Iranian flag, take the politics out of it. You're about to get a call from the freaking State Department of the United States of America saying, what are you guys doing?
All right. I don't know. Too much?
Yeah.
Yeah. Paul. All right. Let's go to our guy. Our guy wins. You want to put him back on the horn, Paul? Hi, Paul. You won. Can you use this gift card?
I'll tell you what I want to do. If you can do this, can you donate it to some needy cause?
Look at this guy, Paul.
He's a man.
Paul, what a wonderful man. We certainly can do that. We'll talk to our promotions people. We'll figure out a way to do that. We'll get it done for sure. Paul, where are you from?
I live in Verona.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much. That's so very kind of you. Great take. Call every single Wednesday. You seem to be a guy full of great opinions, and we'd appreciate yours. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, good on you, Paul.
Stay on hold, Paul.
Yeah, look at that.
We picked the right guy.
We did. Ray Fittipaldo, he's the right guy, too. He joins at the top of the next hour to talk Steelers, so we get into that. And before we get into Wednesdays with Whaley, Doug's going to join the whole 9 o'clock hour to talk about Steelers. Facebook memories often brings you things where you go, oh, yeah, that did happen to me. I have one of those moments that this could only have happened to my life. That happened 7 years ago at a dinner table. And I can't wait to rehash because it's one of those what would you do moments. That's coming up at about 8:45 today. Wednesdays with Whaley at 9 o'clock. Ray Fittipaldo, excuse me, coming up next. Fan weather right now brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. Morning rain, afternoon, little windy, high in the mid-40s.
That's the weather.
Sure is the weather. And let me tell you right now about QC Kinetics because maybe your body's just screaming to you right now. Your shoulders hurt, your knees hurt, your back hurts, all of it hurts. You got joint pain that just is no fun. Well, listen, I've got exciting new cutting-edge treatments, QC Kinetics does, for pain caused by arthritis and injury. No drugs, no pain meds, no downtime, no surgery at all. It's time to call QC Kinetics. It's past time, actually. QC Kinetics uses advanced regenerative medicine to restore and repair damaged joint tissue, giving you your life back. If you're tired of steroid shots that don't work, or if you're trying to avoid surgery, no one wants surgery, call QC Kinetics right now to get that free consultation. They've got appointments. They're available as soon as next week. 724-201-4230. 724-201-4230. And when I say around here, I mean around here. Robinson and in Cranberry. So get to QC Kinetics and get that pain out of your life. That's 724-201-4230.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.